Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Chicago's all-news station. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM and WBBMNewsRadio.com.
WBBM News Time, 2:05. It is Sunday, the 5th of July. Good afternoon. I'm Dave Marcette. It's 91 degrees in Chicago. We have partly cloudy skies, and we're headed to a high right about where we are. Our top local story on News Radio WBBM, Taste of Chicago at Grant Park, had been canceled, but Mayor Lightfoot and the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events will present Taste of Chicago to Go this upcoming Wednesday through Sunday. WBBM's Brandon Eisen with a report.
The city has arranged for virtual experiences, featured online menus for pickup, and a series of community eats for nonprofits serving frontline workers. 42 eateries will participate in this year's reimagined event, including Cynthia's Gumbo Express.
We have 5 different gumbos, a loaded seafood, a pescatarian, a chicken ya-ya, and a turkey and a vegan gumbo.
Cynthia Iete says her food truck can be found at the DMV on 99th and King Drive weekdays and at the Homewood Farmers Market on Saturdays. She says a stipend from the city to feed healthcare workers this week during the Taste of Chicago to Go, after the original yearly event was canceled, did raise her spirits.
Right, because we were looking forward to doing the taste this year. This would have been our first year.
Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 FM.